Praise the Lord. Might be the last opportunity you have in 2024 to say hallelujah. The year 2024 has been unforgettable. For the many things the Lord has done, for the great, indescribable blessing He has showed to you in particular, to me, to us as a church. And now, in a few minutes, this year already recorded in heaven. Every good thing the Lord has helped you to do. Although the year is passing on, you have record in heaven. And the tears that are poured into the bottle of prayer, there's a remembrance reaching for you already. Many of the prayers, many of the desires, many of the aspirations, many of the things you hope for, you longed for in this passing year, you thought they have not been done. There'll be an outpouring in 2025. I'm going to surprise you tonight, because tonight is not my night, it is your night. It is not my night to preaching 1, 2, 3. Then when I get to 1, 1, 2, 3 again, we're going to collapse all the 1, 2, 3, so that this night is in your hand. We will allow you to paint whatever picture you want to paint. We'll allow you to express whatever desire you want. You will pour out all your heart. It will dry up all your tears. It will turn around your life for the highest. Remember, 2024 is passing. Whatever amen you want to be remembered for, it is done in Jesus' name. Father, we come to celebrate your faithfulness, your goodness, your love, your loving kindness here with all our leaders globally. We're gathered together, and each voice is significant in your presence. And we stand here representing all our congregations all over, everywhere, countries in Africa, Asia, in the Arab world, Pacific, Oceania, Europe, Americas, South and North Canada. Lord, everywhere we lift up your holy name because of the great things you have done. And this is an open door to the next year, to the future, Lord, glorify yourself in every child of yours. In every minister. Lord, things difficult in the past will now be easy. Things strange will now be familiar. And all the doors that were closed in the past, Lord, for everyone without exception, for the high, for the low, for the young, for the older, open every door. And the resources we need to go through, brother, you are going through. Sister, you are going through. All the resources we need to go through every open door, Lord, put the key in the hand of your people. The future will be brighter, greater, higher, better than the past. Tonight, make it a night to start at a new level. I move on, I move up, I move forward in the strength, power, and the authority of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, very briefly, we're looking at the faith and faithfulness for higher grounds. Higher grounds. Higher grounds. The three things we're looking at very briefly. Number one, the fundamental reasons for wasted years in the past. Number two is our faithful response for a wonderful year of progress. Number three is the full resources for the waiters in these next years of peculiar pursuit. By the way, that word year. On Sunday, I'm going to expand. I may have to tell you a secret. There are messages like the one coming on Sunday and many others that I didn't think of, I didn't plan for, but it came, and it came for you. I'll be talking on year. The Lord keep you, preserve you until then. I'll see you. Number one, we're looking at the fundamental reasons for wasted years in the past. We're looking at Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 14. And he spake, and the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over to the back of Zared was 38 years, until all the generation of men of war were wasted wasted, men wasted, thousands wasted out from the from among the host, as the Lord sware unto them. They were wasted, wasted years. They could have reached the land of promise. The land promised them, the land of Canaan, within 2 years. They asked to go and find out the land. They went, they came back, and the majority of them, of the spies, said, the land is good, but there are giants there. The reason why all those years eventually were wasted, that they had to spend 38 extra years. They saw the giants, they didn't see God. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. They didn't see themselves as God's chosen peculiar people. They mixed with the mixed multitude. The mixed multitude didn't have the right language, and they didn't have the right language. The mixed multitude spoke in unbelief. They spoke in unbelief. The mixed multitude leaned to the lust of the flesh. They leaned to the lust of the flesh. In fact, instead of reflecting the faith, the faithfulness, the goodness, the provision of God, they reflected a mind that was turned away from the Lord. Because of those reasons, the past years were wasted. It's sometimes good to take inventory and to look at our lives, the things we should have got in the past. Why did we miss them? Is that because of carelessness? The reason for the past wasted years. Is that if the reason because of superficiality? Superficial in our thinking, superficial in our expression, superficial in the work we did. We need to look at the past wasted years. Is it because of unbelief that we don't believe in God? We don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe in our opportunities. Is that the reason why we need to look at, in a personal way, the reasons, fundamental reasons for the past wasted years? Is it because of disappointment by men, by women, by neighbors, by people around us? We need to look at our past lives, the past wasted years. Is it because of thoughtlessness? We didn't even think. Because there's no thinking, there's no planning. And we failed to plan. And so failure rested upon us like a canopy we couldn't throw off. What was the reason of not achieving in the past? Was it because of our tongue? The children of Israel, their tongue sold them into their disappointments. Was it because of our tongue? We spoke when we shouldn't be talking. We didn't talk when we ought to talk. And when we opened our mouths, eventually we said the wrong thing. Wrong thing about God. Wrong things about our opportunities. We spoke the wrong things about the privileges we had. And we spoke in a way about our neighbors that overheard. And when they heard, it didn't go well with us. Because of that, we sit our tongue. We need to find out the reasons, fundamental reasons for the past wasted years. Was it just because we slept? Our dreams slept with us. Aspirations slept. And the things we needed to do, everything went dormant. The man is asleep like Jonah at the bottom of the ship. Think about it. What are the fundamental reasons for the wasted years in the past? Come to point number two. Number two, we're looking at our faithful response for a wonderful year of progress. The past, the water under the bridge is gone. And we're not going to stay at this edge of the bridge crying, wondering, had I known? Well, the water is gone, it's gone. But a new opportunity has come. A new open door has come. If you lost the key that could have opened the door in the past, you lost that key, God will put a new key in your hand. I'm told by experts the different kinds of key. There is a kind of key that only opens the kitchen door. And you can eat and eat and eat as much as you want. There is another key that opens the library and all the knowledge we need. All the revelation we need is in that room. Library, the room. And you have the key to that library. I'm told there is a key to the living room. When you have that key, you're able to sit. You're able to rest. You're able to relax. I'm told there's a key that gets to the inner chamber. And when you have that key, you have enough time to sleep that you recuperate. You have restoration, renewal of your body, of your strength. But I am told that instead of carrying a bunch of keys, there is a master key. That master key coming in, that one key is enough. Living room, that one key is enough. Library, that one key is enough. What if the Lord gives you the master key for this coming year? And he says, I have the keys of life and death, of the grave, of hell, of heaven. And he says, thou art Peter. You have to mention your name tonight. And this may be the last opportunity in 2024. to mention your name in the presence of the Lord. Thou art, tell me, and I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Progress for you. Success for you. Higher grounds for you. Achievement for you. This year, you will find, this coming year, that your God is able to calm every storm. He is able. While Peter was sleeping, remember now, thou art, tell me, thou art. While he was sleeping, in the prison, Herod thought, I finished James, not you there, brother James, not you. He finished the other James, and he thought he'll finish Peter. What's your name again? They thought they'll finish you. In fact, Herod thought not that he will finish him. If he felt he had finished him. But Peter slept. He was resting for tomorrow. When you sleep, you are resting for tomorrow. While on earth in the prison he was sleeping, heaven was very active for him. And heaven sent an angel. All the time the angel was traveling from heaven, Peter was still asleep. And he got into the prison. There is no prison in this coming year strong enough to hold you down. He tapped him. Peter, woke up. You are waking up. The chains fell on the ground. Now, you understand? Those were strong, trained soldiers. When the chains fell, they should have heard the sound. They were standing around Peter, and they were chained to Peter, but the chains fell off from Peter's hand. What's your name again? An angel said, get up. Peter heard, but those soldiers did not hear. There are words we hear that our enemies will not hear. So the light shone, and Peter saw the light. The soldiers saw only darkness, and they remained stiff and asleep. And the angel said, come, the Lord will make a way for you. They got to the iron door. About the key. Now, I need to tell you the different kinds of key. There's a kind of key that is heavy, and you have to, put it there, unlock. That's one kind of key. There's another kind of key. It's like a card. You know that? And that one, you might place it on the door. And without any sound, the thing opens for you. There is this modern one now. You have is a card. You don't have to, you know, push it and all that. Just near that, and the door will open. Did he choose any of those ones that are coming now? It's their body, their presence. And as they got near, now if a soldier got near there, the door will not recognize that soldier. It will not open. But as they got near, their presence opened the door. And I came to tell you, in this coming year, your presence will open many doors. And they went over. When he got to the second gate, understand? If those soldiers woke up and they realized, where is Peter? Where is Peter? And they ran after him, grabbed him, they'll make the chain stronger. Before they wake up, you are gone. And they now got outside. After the second door had opened, and Peter really now woke up, he thought he was dreaming. The success that comes to you in the new year, the power that is manifested in your life this coming new year, the provision, the job, the finance that comes to you in this coming year, you will think you are dreaming. And now he knew that God had disappointed the expectation of Herod and all the Jews. Remind me of your name. Remind heaven of your name. That name will disappoint the expectation of all your enemies. And the angel left. And Peter now had to think, where do I go? There is a combination of the supernatural and the natural. The supernatural had brought him out, will bring you out of all the imprisonment and the limitation and the incarceration. But when you are out, you now have to use your natural thinking. Where do I go from here? Do I go over there where they are praying? That's exactly where he went. And he knocked at the door. He didn't have to knock the other door, because that one, the supernatural, will take care of it for you. And then he knocked. They didn't open the door. They sent a young lady, maiden, Rhoda, to the door. And when she heard the voice of Peter, they will hear your voice this year and rejoice. Announce that brother that we're all praying for, sister we're all praying for, is come out. Out, out. She went in and told them, Peter is here. Did they believe? Why? Because they didn't know that prayer will be answered so soon. As you pray this year, you will not be able to tell that your prayer will be so answered so soon. While they were still praying, God sent an angel from heaven. I rejoice with you. While you're still praying, your answer will come. You might pray on the phone, your answer will come. You might choose Zoom and you pray and you are connected. You are connected with the person you are praying for. You are connected with the person who is praying for you. You'll be connected with heaven. And then eventually, when Rhoda kept on saying, "It's he, I know his voice, I've heard him preaching a number of times, I know his voice," they opened the door, and lo and behold, the answer to their prayer was standing in front of them. This coming year, when you pray, the answer to your prayer will be standing in front of you. And then Peter spoke to them, gave them testimony. I'd like to hear your testimony this coming year. And I will hear. You will have a testimony. You blast it out. Now, the testimony of Peter, they heard. I was not there, you were not there, but eventually we have heard. All over the world where the Bible is read, his testimony is everywhere. What's your name again? Your testimony will not be limited to your locality. Your testimony will go all over. She used to cry, but now she's all laughter. And then Peter went somewhere. He didn't tell. You're not going to tell everybody where you go, where you stay, where you dwell. And Herod looked for him and couldn't find him. They will not find you. I said they will not find you. They carried their charcoal. They carried their whatever. Let's see him. Let's look at him. Once we throw this on him, progress will stop. They'll never find you. Well, sorry for Herod. Help me say sorry for Herod. Well, he forgot about Peter, but God did not forget what he did to his own choice, peculiar servant. And he gathered people together and he spoke, and the people that wanted to ruin him, they flattered him. In the voice of a God, he accepted that to be another God. The angel that delivered Peter, remind me of your name, please. The angel that delivers you will smite the herald of your day. And so now we have the faithful response for a wonderful year of progress. This coming year, no cry, no tears, no suffering, no imprisonment that anything ties you down there, that we cannot see you on the mountain top at the peak of success, in Jesus' name. Look at number three here. Number three, we're looking at the full resources for waiters in these next years of peculiar pursuit. This coming year, you'll not pursue anything ordinary. Your story will not be as it was, so it is, and so it will ever be. Higher grade, higher level, higher achievement. Because now you have the full resources, the full resources of grace. My grace is sufficient for you. Great grace, greater grace, heightened grace, the grace that is greater than your sin. Amen. Grace greater than your sickness. Grace greater than your suffering. Greater grace has now come. Faith, greater faith, higher faith, glorious faith, growing faith has now come. And when great grace is joint wedded with great faith in your life, now nothing shall be impossible. I said nothing shall be impossible. Thou art, what's the name there? Thou art, I said, what's the name there? Now, you are entering into a year of all sufficiency, all power, all fulfillment. The full resources are now available for you. Available for you. Available for you. Some people have paper. They don't have a pen to write on the paper. Other people have the pen. They don't have the paper to write on. Other people have the paper and the pen. They don't have the stuff to write. But you now, all things are available for you. The brain will come to its fullness. The paper of all sizes and shapes and colors, everything available. The pen, everything available. The stuff to write and the people to write to that will make a difference. All resources have come. What's your name again? This name will succeed. This name will achieve. Remind me of that name again. That name will cross over. Rise up, present that name before the Lord. The keys are in your hand. The power is in your hand. The authority is in your hand. I'm going to call on a global coordinating overseer. He lead us in prayer. And then at the right time, as the new year dawns and comes upon you, I'll come back and seal everything. Nothing will be taken away from your blessing in Jesus' name.
The servant of the Lord has pronounced so much concerning you, concerning me, in this coming year. It's your time to plug in, to enter in, to receive for yourself all that has been spoken concerning you. This coming year, no unbelief. No unbelief. No misuse of your tongue. No words of unbelief coming out of your mouth. And God will honor all you speak, all you request, and all you speak concerning you. Your name is special. Your name is marked for progress. Your own name is marked for progress. He has told us that you are mere presence. In any place, will open the doors. When you appear, in any place where the doors are closed, doors into all resources, doors into all you need. As you arrive there, the doors will open for you of its own accord. Child of God, servant of God, you better believe this. Believe it with all your heart. It's spoken concerning you. It's spoken concerning you. No more closed doors. No more closed doors. As you arrive, expect those doors to be opened. Because no more unbelief, because now you are walking by faith, in your hand is the master key that opens every closed door for you to enter in. He has said it, and this is prophetic. Believe it for your progress. Believe it for your greatness. The key, the master key that opens every closed door is in your hand. It is in my hands. It is in my hands. This is my confidence. This is my assurance. Make it your assurance. Make it your assurance. It is for you also, for all God's children, for all who believe in the Lord, for all, and you are part of the all. Your name, once again, we are told, will disappoint the expectations of your enemies. The mention of that name at the hearing of your enemies, what they expect, what they're thinking about, what they wanted to do to you, they are paralyzed. They are unable to do anything, to say anything against you. There's power in your name. Your name is no longer ordinary. And while you are still praying, while you are yet praying, the answers are coming. The answers are coming. The more you pray, the more answers you are receiving. What do you want from the Lord this coming year? Open doors, life of progress, all round progress, a year of all sufficiency, a year to receive, a year to have all you desire from the Lord. Believe it, it will come to pass, because God is faithful. Higher ground is for you. Higher ground is for all God's children. And I thank God I am one of God's children. I thank God I am in the number. Be in that number. The number of those who believe. My brother, my sister, single yourself out from the company of those who are in church, who say they are Christians, and yet they live in unbelief. You are not an unbeliever. You are a child of God. Believe what the Lord has spoken concerning you. Believe the pronouncement of the servant of God is for your progress, is to take you to higher ground, is to take you to the next level. You are going for higher level. You are going to the higher level. No more on the ground level. You are no more at the ground level. Higher level in every area of your life. This is the will of God for you. And this is your hour. This is your hour. The answer to your prayers The servant of God has said, it's right in front of you. It's right in front of you. And this coming year, and indeed the years ahead, you will have, I will have, we all will have testimonies unlimited. Testimonies unlimited. Believe it, expect it, it's going to be yours. You will testify. So much will be your testimonies in the coming years. That pronouncement is certain. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. Your time for progress is now. Your time for progress is now. Your time to go on to the next level, your time to go on to the higher level is now. It is now. And it is all of grace. It is all of grace. And the Lord is calling you to greater grace, and the Lord is bestowing upon you to greater grace. The Lord is giving unto us greater grace, greater faith, faith for higher level. And nothing will be possible unto you in this coming year. Believe it, it's bound to come to pass, because the word of the Lord must come to pass. The word of the Lord must come to pass. This is your hour. This is your hour. Hour to go over. Hour to climb higher. Hour to get into your inheritance in the Lord. Hour to receive all you desire from the Lord.
The new year. Somebody there, welcome the new year. What's your name? What's your name? That the man, that the woman with a new nature, that the man, that the woman was a new key, the man with a new strength, the woman with a new strength, new power, new solution, new provision. Your new year has come. 2025. 2025. 2025. David needed a sword. And then the priest said, only this sword is here. And David said, give it to me. There is no sword like that. I give you a prosperous 2025. A fully loaded 2025. All sufficiency for your life, for your ministry, for your profession. 2025 fully, completely loaded for you. Remind me, what's your name? This name now registers in heaven. And whenever that name comes and opens its mouth, before you get to the middle of your prayer, it is answered. The enemy will not determine your life in the new year. You have the final say. Let that name ring again. Let that name ring again. Whenever you come before a closed door this new year, you mention the name of Jesus. You mention your name. The connection between that name, the name of Jesus, and your name will bring explosion of power. Let that name raise up his hand, her hand. Anointed hand. The hand that will do something new it has never done before. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the gift of 2025, a new year, that we are alive. At the dawn of this new year, that says something. You are going to succeed. You will surmount every mountain in Jesus' name. The anointing of the Lord that breaks every yoke come afresh upon your life in Jesus' name. The goodness and the mercy of God follow after you. In every way, every path, every road you take, in Jesus' name. The agents of darkness, the agents of dark power, the agents of the arch enemy, be turned away from your life. You stand in the fullness of the grace of God, in the abundance of the provision of God, in the faith that works. Your faith will not fail. Life is before you. Abundant life is before you. And the Lord satisfies every need of your life, every need of your ministry, every need of your family, every need of your profession, and the Lord accomplish every promise he has given you. And everywhere you go, you'll meet favor, you'll meet helpers, you meet the people that lift up. The tears of the past are gone. The regrets of the past are gone. Everything new. Everything new. Everything new. The Lord bless your life. The Lord bless your hand. The Lord bless the word of your mouth. The Lord bless your going out and your coming in. This year has now begun for you. You'll be the achiever of the new year. The possessor of blessings of the new year. The confident achiever of the new year. It is done. It is done. Mention that name again. It is done for you in Jesus' name. As you go into the new year, remember the name of Jesus and attach your name to the name of Jesus. And everything will turn brighter, better, greater for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Where are you there? I said, where are you there? Shake my hand. You and I together, we're going over. Happy, holy, healthy, higher, new year for you in Jesus.